It is Zenith. We're very pleased to welcome a new show to Zenith. Started last Wednesday and it was on this morning at 1 a.m. It's Floydian Slip. It's presented by Craig Bailey. Craig joins us from his studio in Vermont in the US. Craig.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. So welcome to Zenith.
Yes, thank you.
So right now you're in your studio in Vermont. So let's tell me and our listeners who are possibly ignorant about this exactly where in the U.S. that is.
Well, to call it a studio might be an overstatement. I won't describe what it looks like. But Vermont is in New England in the U.S. We're in the northeast part of the country. We're about where I am is about an hour from the Canadian border and about 3 hours from Boston, about 7 hours from New York.
Okay. And what time of the day do we have right now?
Good question. It's 10:30.
Okay, and because Irish people only ever talk about the weather, so are you going to make us jealous here, or is it a really nice day there? Are you looking out over snow covered peaks?
Well, yeah, it depends on what you like, I guess, whether you'll be jealous or not. Yeah, plenty of snow. I think we've got temperatures in the teens today, which is fairly typical for this time of year. Yeah, we're looking at probably another 10 weeks of winter.
Oh, that's winter, but it's one of those nice, clear, fresh days, yeah?
Yes, it is. Clear skies and nice, crisp weather outside.
Actually, do you know what? That's kind of what we got here today. So, on to business. Floydian Slip, tell me about the show.
Yeah, it's an hour of Pink Floyd. That's pretty much sums it up. It's music from all of the phases of the band's career, going way back to the early Syd Barrett stuff and through the what I call the glory years of the 70s into the 80s and 90s. We play plenty of solo material as well, and live stuff. It's a real sort of a mishmash.
A fan fest.
Yes, yeah. If you're a fan of Floyd, you'll definitely like it. If you're not, I'm not going to lie to you. You won't like it. But maybe you'll grow to like the band. I don't know. It's possible.
Well, see, this is the thing. I was listening to show 776 on which aired here on last Wednesday,
yes.
And you played that 20-minute solo instrumental by Syd Barrett, which
yes.
Of course I'd never heard before. That's very rare, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Well, it was recorded back in I guess 1970, but unlike a lot of lost recordings, it never circulated as a bootleg. I mean, I don't think anybody had heard that. And they put it on a compilation that came out maybe 4 months ago now called An Introduction to Syd Barrett. It's actually a bonus download if you buy the album.
Okay.
But it's amazing that even after all of these years, something like that can surface. And that's part of what, makes it so exciting.
And was an amazing thing to listen to.
Yeah. I had always heard that it was just, I always heard it described, I mean, it had been described to the public, though I don't think it had ever leaked out, but I had always heard that it was a 20-minute drum solo, which isn't at all the truth. It's much more in the vein of, say, Interstellar Overdrive, from the band's first album.
Mm. So Syd Barrett left the band when?
Boy, I guess, it was after the first album, so he was only really involved with The Piper at the Gates of Dawn, which came out in the summer of 67. I think he had one song that he wrote on the next album that came out in 68. So I think it was perhaps February of 68 or 69 that he kind of fell out of the band. David Gilmour was his replacement, and actually for a very brief time, maybe a couple of months, they were a five-person band. And for a while, they were thinking they were going to keep Syd on as a writer because he had become erratic to the point that he couldn't really perform. But they were sort of thinking of the Brian Wilson scenario where maybe he would sort of be the writer and he would hang back. And it didn't take them long to realize that that really wasn't going to work, so he came out altogether.
Yeah. And for someone that was really in the band for such a short proportion of their career, his legacy has lived on hugely, hasn't it?
Every year there seems to be a couple of books that come out about Syd. There's one coming out actually, I think it's next month, big coffee table, beautiful book from what I understand, called Barrett. In conjunction with that, there's an art exhibit taking place somewhere in London coming up to coincide with that. Yeah, the interest in Pink Floyd and particularly in Syd Barrett is just never-ending. I think people will always be fascinated by him.
Absolutely. And the band themselves, I mean, obviously, they're arguably one of the biggest rock bands in the world. I'm a big fan of a lot of their solo material as well. For example, The Pros and Cons of Hitchhiking, Roger Waters' album, is one of my favorite albums.
Yeah.
You very rarely hear any tracks played on the air anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe 5:01 a.m., that's maybe it.
It's a pity. I mean, there's Roger has done, I don't know, three or four solo albums. Dave has done, I should say David, I understand he prefers David, has done a few. Rick Wright did a couple. Nick Mason even did a couple many years ago. So there's a huge catalog to choose from as far as putting the show together. People are always asking me, how can you devote a 1 hour weekly show to a single band? And I don't think they realize that if you count the live albums and if you count the solo works, which I draw from, it's about 46, I think, is the number.
Do you have a shrine in your house to Pink Floyd?
No, I should. We had somebody from the local newspaper come over a few months ago, and he was going to do a story about the show, and his editor assured him that there would be great visuals because there would be some place in my condominium where there would be just this shrine devoted to Pink Floyd with all this great imagery, and I had to tell him I actually don't have any of that kind of stuff. But yeah. I should put one up, but I haven't gotten around to it.
Yeah, so the show's airing on Zenith at 10 p.m. on Wednesday nights, and the new show at 1 a.m. on Sunday mornings. So it's a new show on Sunday mornings at 1 a.m.
Yes.
And then repeated on Wednesday evenings. So we're on 777, so if people maybe missed this morning's show, what can they look forward to if they listen to the repeat on Wednesday night?
So that would be show number 777. I thought that was kind of an unusual number. It only comes around every so often, right? So it got me thinking about numbers, and I thought we would do a show devoted to numbers. So we called the show Pink by Numbers, and it's all song titles that have numbers in the title. So we're
okay,
and we do it in numerical order. So we're going to start at number one, and we, of course, hope to get up to a number 1,000, but we don't have enough time for all that.
I was listening to it this morning, and I was amazed because one of our other DJs, Marty Miller, was mentioning this on the radio the other day, and he said that he could only think of Pigs in the Wind Part 1.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's far more than that. I was amazed at the moment. Obviously, you've only got an hour, so you didn't get very high on the numerical scale, but I'm amazed at the connections you managed to get going there.
Yeah, well, just briefly, I mean, there's ones, there's twos, there's threes, there's fours, there's 24, there's 51, and there's 1,000. I think those were sort of all the songs I came up with fell into one of those categories, but we didn't get nearly as we could do another show, and we probably will at some point with the rest of with the balance that we didn't get to.
Okay, so Wednesday night's the next time you hear Floydian Slip on Zenith at 10 p.m. If people are interested, Craig, and would like to find out more, maybe even perhaps email you and ask you to play something specific that is probably very rare, because I would imagine you know your collection is immense.
Yeah.
People can contact you how?
They can write to me at pink@floydianslip.com. They can also visit the website, which is floydianslip.com, probably the best two ways to get a hold of us.
I can't wait to hear the next show, Craig. It's been lovely talking to you, and again, welcome to Zenith. We're very pleased and honored to have you on board.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, I'm going to play a track from Atom Heart Mother now, which I think is a good way of ending this little chat. Summer of 68. Nice talking to you, Craig.
Thank you, Dave.